Good day, it's Jonathan Milker and Holistic Reality Radio, presented by ReallyWell.com, Natural Health for Being Really Well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. It's Wise to Be Prepared, and WaterUs.com for pure water fit to drink. And the archives of our program and our blog, keep forgetting to mention that all these presentations have a written blog as well at HolisticReality.com. Today we're talking about acid-alkaline balance and food combining. The acid-alkaline balance of the body is a crucial consideration in health. Illness usually develops in an unhealthy, overly acidic body. There are many factors that can contribute to acidity. Toxins are usually acidic with an extra positively charged proton. Unstable protons are free radical ions seeking a mate. Excess protons need to be countered with available negative electrons. That's what we call antioxidants. They provide electrons that can stabilize free radical. Poor digestion is often a source of an imbalance in pH. Each food item has a certain ideal acid-alkaline balance in the stomach and specific enzymes for its proper digestion. Each digestive enzyme has its own properties and limitations. Eating anything, anytime, as with the conglomerated meals most people consume, complicates the process. For example, proteins need a more acidic environment in the stomach for the enzyme pepsin to work well. However, the enzymes for starches are diminished by acids, so eating meat and/or cheese with bread and or potatoes results in a mix of digestive juices that is not right for any of these foods. Undigested proteins putrefy. Undigested starches ferment as they proceed through the digestive tract. They build up residues along the walls of the colon. Boiling materials give off gases that can stretch and weaken bowel muscles, as well as toxins that can irritate tissues, possibly evoking mucus production, adding to the accumulation. Stress and anxiety create acid body fluids. The waste byproducts of many of the foods that are commonly eaten are acidic. With all the public poisons in our lives, most of us are toxic. And we have a website, publicpoisons.com, that can give you an overview of many of those in our environment. An overly acidic body is unhealthy. The immune system is weakened. There's more free radical damage and greater susceptibility to cancer and other degenerative diseases when the body is too acidic. You can easily test your urine and saliva for their pH value with pH strips. We have those available at reallywell.com on the alkalize page. But to determine the status of acid-alkaline balance, you can use these pH strips and test your urine multiple times a day. Would be good for several days. Get a sequential reading. See how the pH might change over time as well if it is. But also you can test your saliva first thing in the morning. It should be right at 7. Otherwise, Dr. Kerry Reams, the person who developed what was called Reams testing, he felt that the ideal urine and saliva pH reading is around 6.4 to 6.6, slightly acid, but not too acid. Now, the blood pH needs to be in the alkaline range of 7.35 to 7.45, and that is absolutely critical. You can die if it goes out of that range. And the body will take from other tissues what calcium and other minerals are needed to maintain that range, especially from the bones. So if you're consuming a lot of soda pop, for example, which is very acidic, has carbonic acid, phosphoric acid, you may have deteriorating bones, you know, osteoporosis type of thing. So there's been a trend of people learning more about the importance of alkalization. various means are being used to become more alkaline. For example, relaxing, exercising, and choosing alkaline-forming foods and minerals will help improve the body's pH. Most fruits, vegetables, and herbs are alkaline-forming as an end result of metabolism, as are better forms of calcium and other mineral supplements. On the other hand, meats, dairy, wheat, and most other grains and legumes are acidifying, so are coffee, soda pop, as we mentioned, beer, wine, and sugar. So you have a lot of the foods that we are consuming, you know, lots of breads and beans and grains and meats and dairy and eggs and so forth. The beverages we consume are acidifying. There is some early evidence that a diet low in acid-producing foods like animal protein, meat and cheese, and bread, and instead a high in fruits and veggies could help prevent kidney stones, keep bones and muscles strong, and help with many other ailments. Most of the chemicals added to public water are acidic and positively charged. So when you're consuming raw tap water or even bottled water, chances are it's going to be somewhat acidic. And then if you use reverse osmosis to purify the water, it removes the chemicals, but this process also removes the minerals, lowering the pH of the water even more. So it is important to remineralize RO water or distilled water to alkalize it. Consuming water alkalized with minerals will gradually raise the total pH. On the other hand, alkalizing should not be done to an extreme. You can get too alkaline as well, and that is unhealthy as well. And there are these expensive alkalizing machines that people buy from Asia that are really a medical device over there, but you can dial up different degrees of alkalinity, but some of them use a chemical process to do this, others some type of a combination of chemical, electrical, and so on. But the danger is a routine consumption of this extremely alkaline water eventually will throw the pH off the wrong way, and then you're going to have other health problems. So we have a remineralizing alkalizer cartridge from waterus.com, that's WATERUS, that contains calcium and magnesium carbonates to restore both mineral value and alkalinity to the water. When you, again, use reverse osmosis in particular, that takes out most of the minerals and raises the pH about a point. So this remineralizing alkalizer, reverse osmosis lowers the pH into the more acidic, and the remineralizing alkalizer raises it by about a point, correcting the RO. I call it corrected RO. This remineralizing alkalizer also has infrared energy in it, in these little balls that hold the infrared ray. And that is has many additional health benefits. So it's really it also conditions the water. So it's safer and healthier and lower acidity, increased alkalinity. So take a look at that at waterus.com. But we also have a page on alkalizing at reallywell.com. And we're sharing this information based on my book that I wrote. We've been working for about a month, working our way through this book, Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, a handbook of natural health. And there is a food combining chart, and I do have posters available as well, but they're kind of hard to ship out is the problem. So if I can figure out a way to do that, I'll publish it somewhere. But the book has the breakdown of what foods do and don't go well together. Basically, you want to eat fruits separately from other foods. Salads are fine. They kind of combine well with just about everything except your most Swedish fruits and melons. Melons are considered easily ferment and should be eaten alone from any other foods. When you eat a watermelon at the end of a picnic after you've eaten a bunch of hamburgers and so on, that is an example of not good food combining, because the melons will ferment pretty readily. So we really recommend you eat mostly fruits alone unto themselves and not even combine extremes of fruit like acid fruits on the one hand and sweet fruits on the other. But most importantly, to keep proteins and starches separate, you can eat either one with your salads, but meat, potatoes together, not good. Bread and cheese or bread and meat or toast and eggs together, not good. And that's unfortunately how most people eat their meals. They've been brainwashed or trained into the balanced meal idea, trying to eat everything in one meal, and it is not a good plan. So the more simple your meal, the more easily it's going to digest, the better nutrients you're going to get out of those foods, and the less toxins and accumulations of undigested debris in your digestive tract. On the other hand, we have suggestions for alkalizing when you do find that you're overly acid, for example, which sets you up for more likely to be have disease issues, these degenerative issues. All the major degenerative diseases occur in an overly acidic body. So we're talking here about the balance between the acid and alkaline influences that result in a residue or ash of the food left over after digestion. That can be either acid, alkaline, or neutral. So we need a predominantly alkaline-producing diet. The ideal ratio varies slightly with the seasons. In summer, the diet should be much more alkaline, like 80%. That would be good. That would be for eating fruits and vegetables from the garden and so forth. Only about 20% acid-forming foods. But the winter diet could include down to 60% alkaline foods and more of the potential acid formers, which would be, your meats, eggs, dairy products, and proteins like that, grains and beans. In the spring and fall, about a 70 to 75% alkaline diet is good. So you can see that we should be mostly eating vegetables and fruits with small amounts of meat, if you eat meats, I'm personally a vegetarian, but meats, dairy products, eggs, grains, legumes, should be very small amounts of those and lots of vegetables and reversing the emphasis that most people pursue. So there's some suggestions about getting healthier based on work I did years ago and updated. We'll try and finish this up next week with some more holistic health tips. And I wanted to suggest that superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed Greens 8000 with 8000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, organic spirulina, flower pollen extract, and variety of herbs, all these are generally going to be more alkaline forming and are very important to be added to the diet for the minerals and the phytonutrient compounds that they provide. So you can check those out at reallywell.com, where we have outstanding natural health information and products. I want to thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose, time to understand. Have a great day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.